as a media consultant, worked for the Manchester Evening News and a number of national papers in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And in those years, interviewed William Roach, well, quite a few times, I guess, George?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And what about this verdict and indeed the trial? How do you react to it at all?
Well, I think, Peter, journalists are pretty unshockable, but when Bill Roach was charged, I was very surprised because by the late 60s and 70s, of course, he'd become the father figure of Coronation Street. And although there are accusations against some of his cast colleagues, there was never a hint of sleaze about him.
Right. And the, I mean, is that the impression of other journalists to whom you've spoken?
Well, indeed. I mean, he was called, his nickname was Cock Roach, and it was well known that he was a Lothario. He himself has admitted sleeping or bedding over 1,000 women, but his conduct with those women must have pleased them because there was never any scandal linked to him at all.
Right. And the rest of the cast, how did they get on with him?
I think he was well liked. I've spoken to one or two people who worked with him over the years, and they, like me, said there was never a hint of anything on. Seen extras and actresses giving him the eye. I mean, you have to remember, he was a very, very handsome man, an ex-army officer. He was a bit of a catch, a totem for some of these women, but. Any impropriety.
So you're saying he's a womaniser, but not a particularly sleazy one?
Well, by his own admission, he liked women's company. He made no bones about that. But, as I say, although newspapers, national newspapers in particular, are inundated, or were inundated in those days, with allegations and accusations against celebs, there was never anything about Bill Roach.
OK, George, thank you for that. George Dearsley, a former journalist, now works as a media consultant. It's 12 minutes past five.
Let's talk about the weather again. There are still two...